The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
No theme music. We'll just won't do theme music.
Let's just do it ourselves, can we?
Yeah.
Do, 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 do.
Oh. Do. Okay, that's what you meant. I didn't know that's what you meant. Fine. Barbershop duet. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, that's actually listening? My timer for my cauliflower. God damn it. That's not part of the bit.
That's all right. You're okay. Listening to Sup Doc. This is our every other week What's Up, where we try to catch you up on documentary news. What's going on with Sup Doc? What's going on with George? What's going on with Paco, which is me, and even Will, our producer.
Yeah, and Paco's gonna see a movie.
You got that right. I'm going to go see Baby Driver. What?
Oh, shit. I've heard so many good things about this.
I have, too. And I haven't seen... Last time I went to see a movie in a theater, it was straight out of Compton, I think.
God, that's... Oh, yeah, because you just stream shit. You're a streamer.
I'm a streamer. Baby, I'm a streamer.
We just saw each other. We should tell people that we just recorded. We just banked a buttload of episodes.
Yeah, we did. We got a buttload of them banked.
And I don't know. Should we just talk about? Let's talk about what's happening next Monday.
Yes,
which is July 10th.
July 10th. Our next episode, episode 63, I think, George.
That sounds right.
Look what we've done. Look
that's
what
accurate.
We've created.
I know. Look, we're doing this without Will. That's if anything sounds weird, that's partly why. But like, just we're going back to the old school episodes 1 through 7 or whatever.
You can't fuck with the OG George and OG Pac.
Yeah,
do this thing.
We are doing a very famous movie. It's Decline of Western Civilization 2, The Metal
Heart
Years.
Dose. Yeah. It's the funny one.
But more funny, more blatantly. It seems like where she knows there's like jokes in it. And that is Penelope Spheeris and mid-80s and before she did Wayne's World.
But that's what
way,
got
kind
her.
Of like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like definitely like, oh, you get this subculture or you know how to make the joke out of this subculture. So,
right.
Penelope Spheeris. And our guest for this episode is Brett Berg, who is the programmer of Alamo Drafthouse LA.
Yeah.
And used to be in a bunch of bands. Actually, he just announced that he's doing a King Crimson cover band.
Whoa.
So, I think it's on... I'm going to look it up real
fast.
Are
you serious?
Yeah, Brett
That's
is...
That's awesome.
In a, yeah, Brett's in
Who a, is he Tony Levin? Who's playing the
playing
stick bass?
I think he's playing bass. I think that's what's
oh,
happening.
Oh, wow.
Which, like, I've never seen a King Crimson cover band.
No.
I'm not, like, a big Fripp guy.
Oh, I love Fripp.
He is playing... Okay, the show is... I know the other guy he's playing with. This is at the Thursday at the Redwood Bar in Los Angeles.
Give us a date. What Thursday?
Yeah, Thursday, July 6th. Oh, Marcus cool. Savino's King Crimson birthday celebration. So I know Marcus.
Awesome.
He was a drummer in a bunch of bands. Meishi, Silver Daggers, Hair K. But he's playing in this cover band. Brett's playing bass. Phil Cobb's in it. Liz Eldridge, Marty Sadiman. I actually don't know those guys, but...
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. So I'm going to actually, I have a show that night, but maybe I'll try to swing over there afterwards.
20th century schizoid man.
Yeah. The Courts of the Crimson King. So that's Brett Berg is going to be talking about heavy metal and Decline of Western Civilization. I just ate that shit. Decline of Western Civilization part 2.
There you go.
And that's awesome. Going to be on Monday the 10th. Check out Alamo Drafthouse LA. They are doing programming all the time. He used to work at Cinefamily too. So yeah, Brett's a real interesting guy. Had a lot to say about metal.
Metal rules.
And oh, I like. Let me plug my show.
Yeah.
If you're not going to go see Mark Marcus Savino's birthday King Crimson party. You could do both. You could go see my show at Giant Robot. It's going to be Giant Robot Comedy Night on Thursday, free show, 8 p.m. And we got Trevor Hill, friend of the show. Jackie Cation, I think she's running her TV set. I just saw her on Saturday.
Awesome.
And she's working on, a 6-minute set. And Greg Edwards is on the show, former guest on this show. Jenny Yang. So it should be a fun time. That's
And Giant where is Robot. It?
Giant Robot 2062 Sawtelle on the west side of Los Angeles.
West kind side.
Of, kind of near UCLA and whatnot. So
awesome. Yeah. Go to that show too.
Yeah.
Or better yet, just go to Georgia's show.
Do both.
That's just for me. You could do both. Yeah. I mean, yeah. For real. But we had fun in LA. I had fun. Came down, see you. We did some interviews.
Yeah, you stayed with former guest of the show, Bert DeVitri, and his child. You got child.
There. You with shared, child?
Yeah, you were like, if that child grows up being like, I kind of remember this weird guy being next to my crib.
He was really hairy and he farted a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, I shared a room with Bert's 10-year-old son, or 10-year-old, 10-month son. So he's the only person I know who cries himself to sleep more than I do. Is his little baby. So yeah. That was fun. And I love Lincoln, his kid. Awesome kid. Very
don't
cute.
Don't they have a YouTube thing they do together?
They sure do. They have Bert and Lincoln sketch videos that they do, which are very funny.
I guess it's not like the kid actually knows what's going on at all.
No, he has no idea.
Bert's YouTube channel.
It's mostly Bert. But they just both booked a national Cheerios commercial.
Together?
Together, yeah. Son and dad.
Oh my, are you supposed to sign an NDA about that or no?
We're like, I don't think so. It's out. It's already broadcast.
It's already out?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, great.
So it's all good. But we had a...
I eat Trader Joe's Cheerios, to be honest.
do they have some weird Trader Joe name other than Cheerios?
I think they're just called Trader O's.
Trader O's, perfect. That's perfect.
You came down and you stayed in the crib room and then got up and like watched, what did you watch, like a DVD every night?
Two, mostly.
Two a night.
Two a morning. No, I got up early. I would watch them in the morning because Lincoln liked to get up at 3 a.m., 5 a.m., and 9 a.m. So I would get up and watch some of these wonderful documentaries that we went through. But we had the great honor of getting to have Howard Kremer in the studio, in Studio LA.
Yeah, and he wanted to talk about Muscle Shoals, the recording studio in Alabama. Or actually not one recording studio. There's at least two different recording studios. But there's like a Muscle Shoals sound that people talk about. And
great doc.
Talk about Rick Hall and the Swampers. And Howard is a big music guy. I mean, he has a podcast, Who Charted, always talking about music and other pop culture. And he had some great stories that were off mic. I wish we had those taped.
Yeah, that always happens.
Opening for Bill Hicks.
Yeah, that was a great story. Yeah.
So Howard Kremer.
You hit pause and then people relax and then the stories come out.
Yeah. And we usually kind of try to can a couple of those for our Patreon. This time everyone was just on such a tight schedule. But let's just talk about who else is coming up from this series of interviews. We had Howard over. We had Alan Strickland Williams.
Yep.
Very funny comic. You can see him, Conan.
Very funny guy.
He was at the Roosters recently, right?
Yeah.
And he wanted to talk about Best of Enemies, which is a documentary about Gore Vidal and William F. Buckley.
Politics and media.
Yeah, televised debates from the 1968 conventions.
And one of the things that you said, which I thought was apt, was you're like, you know, a lot of times with these documentaries, we get to see another side of these comedians that you don't get to see, like a more thoughtful, political, serious, you know, in conversation type, and which actually kind of fits that doc, to be honest.
Yeah.
But it's cool because Alan's very smart and very funny, and it was really interesting to hear his views on Gore Vidal and William F. Buckley Jr. and this documentary.
And just like what our discourse about politics has sort of devolved into. And this is kind of like the Phantom Menace of how you end up with Breitbart or just like any Fox News situation.
So. Well, and today, literally today, President Trump demonstrated his hatred of fake news by putting out a video of him in a fake takedown on pro wrestling, which is fake.
Right. So, well, yeah. Like, right. He was part of the, he would go to WWE like things and like be just a character.
Yeah.
And, like, so he really heel. Is like a wrestling character, isn't he?
Yeah. He's a heel. He's a classic heel. And America is the face. We're all faces.
Well, I guess CNN is representing America in this meme. But yeah, and then people are just like, hey, weren't you mad about Kathy Griffin just recently?
Right.
Like, aren't you perpetuating violence against reporters now? So, right. I mean, God, who's that guy in Montana who, like, body checked a reporter?
Yeah, and he was actually, and he still won. Yeah. Anywho, let's move on.
Yeah, we get deep into some political stuff in that talk with Alan. That's going to come out in August.
August 7th.
Oh, the dates for the, that's August 7th. Sorry, it's coming out. And then we talked to Baron Vaughn, funny comedian. He actually made a documentary about searching for the father he never knew, called Fatherless. So
awesome doc, which you can watch on Amazon. If you have Amazon Prime, check it out.
Yeah. It's like, I think it was like Fusion TV and but it's available on Amazon now. Baron also on Grace and Frankie, Mystery Science Theater 3000. I don't know if we got this on Mike, but he's also working on like Jake Wiseman and Matt Ingebretson's new show as a character named Baron. I think it's called Corporate, so it's coming sometime in the fall. And, so we found out a lot of new information about Baron in this.
Yeah, we did, and very exciting information that you'll have to listen to the episode to find out about.
Yeah, and you know, there is like maybe at least three other interviews we did, but that's enough of a teaser. Let's let those hang there.
And just let them hang.
Yeah.
Do their thing. But awesome. And guys, we could always use your support. Go to patreon.com/supdocpodcast. Give us all your money.
Yeah.
Because we need that.
And I was going to say, I'm telling you this now on mic. You don't know this. I'm putting out, well, I told you, I'm putting out a stand-up recording.
Yes, you are.
And I want to make it available to our Patreon supporters.
Do it.
So everyone above the $5 level on Patreon, I haven't figured out if I'm just going to post every track.
Okay.
Which might be, I could just, do one post and I just throw all the MP3s up.
Get it out there.
Yeah.
What's the name of it going to be?
Word Origami is the name of the EP. Mm. I'm not calling it an album, even though it's about half an hour, because it's kind of like when a band puts out a 10-inch.
It's an hors d'oeuvre.
Before they put out their album.
It's a sweet little taster.
Yeah, it's like, it's definitely most of the material. It's the longest set I get to do. I don't get to do more than half an hour anywhere, even though I run the show where that got recorded.
Someday.
Yeah, it's recorded last year, Word Origami. You can also pre-order it on iTunes now. Mm-hmm. You could also pre-order it on Bandcamp.
Yeah.
Zumaudio.com. Oh, zumaudio.bandcamp.com. Yeah.
Awesome.
So, and links to that.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, so please support us, because like one of the reasons I was able to go to LA is that we have some Patreon supporters and y'all paid for my gas. So that is awesome. But we do this just out of love and volunteers. So as much support you guys can give, that would be great. The other thing I want to mention, George, we might drop in an audio file. I'm not sure on this, but if you want to review a documentary, just do it on your phone and then email us at supdocpodcast@gmail.com. Just like a minute long, like where'd you see it? What'd you think about it? Did you love it? Did you hate it? What did it move you? Are you connected to it in any way? And just send it to us, email it to us, and we're going to throw one of these.
Yeah, we have one lined up from Devin, I believe.
Yep, we do.
I think he's talking about the new Bill, the Batman. It's sort of like, it's about, I actually have not seen it. So we'll listen to Devin and he'll tell us what's up.
Hi, my name's Devin and I really enjoyed the documentary Batman and Bill. It was written, directed, and produced by Don Argott and Sheena M. Joyce. And it focuses on the 2002 book Bill the Boy Wonder, The Secret Co-Creator of Batman by Mark Tyler Nobleman. Which means that Bob Kane was not the actual creator of Batman, but it was Bill Finger. Bill Finger created the entire Batman universe, from Batman to Catwoman to Robin, the Batmobile, and the Batcave, Alfred, Two-Face, the Penguin, you name it, he came up with it, and Bob Kane took all the credit for it. Unfortunately, Bill Finger died and was never given the credit or recognition he deserved for creating the Batman, and Bob Kane just went in to infamy of creating Batman. And this movie focuses on getting Bill Finger the credit he and his family have always deserved. I really enjoyed watching this because it made me see that even though you're dead, you can still get that recognition and people will fight for it. Mark Tyler went to extreme lengths to find the family of Bill Finger and make sure that they got the absolute recognition they deserve. And that persistence really, really motivates me to make sure that I'm not stealing jokes or I'm being original and I'm giving people the credit that they deserve. Like my wife, mostly for my son. yeah, check out Batman and Bill. It's a really, really great documentary.
So I think that pretty much does it, right? And yeah, also, Oh, go to Documentary News. They have a new website. Check out Documentary News' new website. It's awesome. And thanks again to those guys. As always, they always give us love. So thank you guys.
Yeah, thanks, Documentary News. And thank you, Devin, for your review. And we will see you next Monday.
Bye.
Bye.